until mother died, and they didn't have but 6 grades in the school here. So my older ones, if they got beyond the 6th grade, would go to Jonesburg and live to school in good weather. But when it was bad weather, they'd spend the night down there with my 2 homemade aunts that lived in Jonesburg, because after the 6th grade here, they had to go down there. And so then, when my mother died, and the children had to, well, my aunts had to come here to live. There wasn't room for them and us, too. See, there were 7 of us, and my daddy, and 2 old maids. So they bought this home in Jonesboro.
And you were born right here on this property?
This property, and lived here until, let's see, my mother died in 1900. And we moved to Jonesboro in 1901, I think it was, because my aunts didn't live here but a year. It was just too much trouble for the children to go to Jonesboro College, and my daddy and them bought a bigger house in Jonesboro, and that's this one. Mm-hmm.
Well, was this area through here, did it have a particular name?
It was Mara.
It was Mara back then, too.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have a particular community name or anything. It was just called Mara.
Mara. That's all I ever knew of.
Well, was this Clayton County?
Clayton County, yes. It was Clayton County.
Do you know when it was?
No.
When it became Clayton County?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had any occupation?
No, I never done nothing but tended with children.
I sold,
but that's all I left to do, but I wasn't in any business with it. Now my 2 aunts run the, that's what they did before I was born and afterwards too. But that was before time you could get ready-made things. And my mother didn't sew, and so my aunts did. And then when my mother died, they come here to live with us. And the house wasn't big enough, so my daddy and them bought a house in Jonesboro, and that's this one here. Lived next to the old courthouse down there. And now then it's a parking lot now. They tore down the old home place that we lived in there.
Well, did you go to elementary school in Jonesboro?
Uh-huh.
Well, do you remember anything about that?
Miss Arthur was the teacher. And, well, she taught up to the 6th grade.
And tell me again about...
And I forget who the principal was.
You were telling me a little while ago.
I went to high school. I graduated from there. I got my diploma back behind that picture there.
And you say that went through the 10th grade then?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me about... you were talking about some boy and you were the only 2 in the 1st grade. Was that a one-room school?
That was the one that lived in that little... that house. Murphy, Charlie Murphy, and I were the only 2 in the 1st grade down here at Marl. And that's his daddy's house, store.
Oh,
so there wasn't but 2 of us in that 1st grade.
It was all the other children from different grades in the same room?
All in.
Why, how many different grades did they have? Do you remember?
I think it was up to the 6, and then they had to go to Jonesboro after then.
Well, what about the 2nd grade? Were you and Charlie the only 2 in the 2nd grade?
No, it was more then, but we were the first ones in the 1st grade, and I don't know if there wasn't too many. And we had a chart. We didn't have books then. It was one of these charts. Did you ever see one?
No.
It's like a, it was on a frame, stand up, and then there was the first ABCs, and then you'd turn over and... Well, they studied on it. They didn't have books then. I don't know how long it was before we had books. But that chart was what we had then.